Blog Talk Radio.
There's just a list of things to do. Words on a page we wrote to you. But now you're gone and only these words remain. Life is short, but the list.
Everyone, it's Carly, and tonight we have Barbara Newman on, and it's going to be a very fun interview because whenever Barbara's on, is always interesting, always, and so tonight, we have Barbara Newman on. He's been on Chicago Fire. I hope he goes back there because he's so great on that. Santa Barbara, Guiding Line. He's been on so many great shows. And I think this is him on the line. So,
hi
Robert.
Carly. How are you?
I guessed it because you came on as Brock, so it was just my guess. So if it wasn't you, I was going to really make a fool out of myself. So thank you. So what have you been up to with this whole stay-at-home order and everything?
Well, probably the same thing as everybody else, you know, just sort of getting through it day to day. I had work lined up on stage from mid-February up until September 1st or so, and all of it was canceled because the theater business is just closed. So I've just been, like everybody else, just getting through day-to-day. Fortunately, my wife's business, her interior design business, has still been going strong, so I've been sort of working with her on that more. Just, you know, waiting for this to one day all be over and sort of get back to some kind of normalcy, just like everybody else. You know?
I mean, okay, so with this whole thing, it kind of gives you, like, this time to, you know, almost find things you haven't looked for in, like, a million years or anything.
Mm-hmm.
Has that happened to you? Have you, like, cleaned something out? And actually, because you had time, you actually found it.
We are determined to get started on the basement on Saturday of this weekend, actually. But in the past few months, there's been stuff that's happened around the house, I guess. But, you know, I heard an interesting interview with Lin-Manuel Miranda a few weeks ago where they asked him if he's writing during this time. And he sort of joked about, oh, you mean like writing King Lear like Shakespeare did during a pandemic. And he said, no, I'm not. He said, because I'm going through this the same way everybody else is going through it. And he said, I'm afraid and I'm concerned for my city and for my friends and family.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm depressed and I'm down. And he said, I don't think I would write anything that would be very good right now. And I kind of feel that way just about myself creatively right now. I just don't know that anything I try to do creatively would really be, you know, a good thing. So
I'm
doing my thing, like I said, day to day.
Yeah, I mean, I never imagined, because Washington in Seattle, we are not even out of phase one yet.
Mm-hmm.
And so I haven't gone anywhere all summer or since February. I mean, I've gone to doctors and gone grocery store. But that was my first summer in my whole entire life where I just didn't take off and go somewhere. And yeah. I was home all summer, and I'm just hoping next summer is not like that. Because, I mean, it was great because I was getting a lot of interviews in for the past 7 months because everyone was out of work. So that code really helped me because I had something to do. Since Hollywood was closed down, but now that Hollywood is opening up little by little, you know, but, you know, I mean, they have to be careful because, you know, we don't know. I mean, I have a feeling there's going to be a second wave because this reading the facts from other countries. So, yeah, it's just been a crazy time. And I think all of us will look back on this and think 2020 was the year that wasn't, like, everyone will remember what they were doing in 2020. This is the year no one's going to forget about anything. because I think 2020 did bring out a lot of stuff. And, okay, Maggie could not be here today, but she wanted me to tell you she wants you back on Chicago Fire. She doesn't care how and if there's another character. She wants you back because she loved the character you played on Chicago Fire. So
that's
did
very
I.
That's very
yeah,
thank
and
you.
So do you need any help with that? Because I'm sure I can tweet NBC until they get sick of me to bring you back on. I mean, we are not seeing the primetime shows until November, so it's really late. So I haven't finished a lot of them from last season because I thought, okay, if I watch them all now, and if I have to wait 6 months to find out what happened, no. So they are still collecting dust on my TiVo, but we want you back on Chicago Fire. Oh,
yeah,
you know,
that's sweet.
Send you over to Law and Order SUV. Oh, any of the primetime shows, Robert, you know, I think you would do great at. And since you're on the East Coast, why not the West Coast?
Sorry, right?
Are you on the
East
Coast
now
or the West Coast?
Yeah, I'm in Stamford, Connecticut right now. I'm on the East Coast.
How is it back there? I mean, it must be really beautiful because it's fall. Well,
yeah, it really is. You know, one of the very few things I can do now is still play golf. You know, I like to play golf. And golf is perfectly suited for the pandemic, weirdly, because you're outside. There's only four of you, maybe three. You know, I walk with my and carry my clubs on a trolley. And it's very easy to stay away from each other. And everybody's very good at it. I only bring that up because the golf courses right now are just starting to really look so beautiful because all the leaves are starting to change. And it's beautiful. The areas that I live in is, you know, Stamford, Connecticut is a fairly sort of mid-sized town, but all the surrounding roads in Connecticut, just windy roads with lots of forest around and some beautiful houses around. I really love it here a lot. Many years ago made a conscious decision to not raise our children in Los Angeles. That was the second time.
That
was
a really fun
move. Yeah, that was the second time I left the show in 1991 and 2 after Kendall was born. We could have stayed in Los Angeles, so we decided not to. Because we love
and
it
then, and then you went back to Guiding Light, right?
You
were out there for General Hospital, right? I thought you were on
General
Hospital.
Was earlier. Yeah, that was earlier. That was the first time I left the show. Oh, no, it wasn't, now that I think about it. No, it was the second time. No, it was the first time. because towards the end of that period of time was when Britt and I met and got married. So General Hospital would have been, I think, 1984, maybe, or five, something like that. Yeah. And then Santa Barbara was the next year, I think.
Well, and I agree with your decision not to raise your kids in LA. It was probably a really, really great decision because it's crazy out there, just from what I seem. And but what I wanted to say is everyone loved when you did the daytime evening that they had during this quarantine, daytime cares. Everyone was enjoying it, and it was just a beautiful full, almost four hours of almost every soap. Every soap that's not on the air or is on the air, and I was so glad they brought you in. And Kim Zimmer, and I mean, Laura was there, my favorite Laura Wright. So how was that for you? Because, you know, that night I thought you guys did such a great job, all of you guys. So how was that?
Well, not just that night, but one of the other, you know, if you can find any good thing about this last year, one thing for me has been sort of reuniting with a lot of people. Unfortunately, it's like in a Zoom meeting format most of the time, but, you know, it's been the thing that Alan Locker has been doing, the locker room, where he's had all kinds of us together. You know, recently he got me and Kim and three or four of our Maras, you know, together. And, you know, we just got to sort of chat for an hour. And I know the fans really enjoy it, but so do we. We really do. And so that whole, the event that you mentioned, you know, that was just a lot of us getting together and enjoying each other's gifts and talents and humor and everything else. And just, you know, it was nice. It's always nice to tell stories.
Well,
so it's been lovely. Yeah. That part of it has been a real silver lining.
Yeah. And I mean, for people that forgot, you and Kim Zimmer were the super couple of one of the biggest super couples of ever. I cannot count how many times you guys broke up and got married again.
Three.
I thought it was more than three. I thought it was more than three, and the only storyline I never understood was Guiding Light when they did, you know, Kim Zimmer's character with the pig. They tried to clone her. That storyline was crazy. I still think it's one of the craziest storylines ever. And when you and Reba was apart and you went for Annie, and she was kind of not in the right head, let's be nice, because I really, really want Cynthia Walters on here, so I better be really, nice. Yeah, but that pairing, I'm like, I was screaming on my TV at you, saying, okay, she's crazy. Why are you with a crazy person? Why? You know, and the TV doesn't talk back to you, but that, you know, that you and Cynthia were so good together, and she was good being crazy. She's really good being crazy. And, I mean, the whole Guiding Light era, you know, with this whole quarantine thing, I really think that you guys did this comeback. Like Father of the Bride, Part 3 on Netflix, you guys. Thanks again, you guys. On Netflix, like they did with Bubba the Bride, and kind of go for like a day where the show ended, and what would have happened if you guys stayed on the air, but it would be like everyone's dream. But we are seeing it on, you know, Netflix. I was just thinking about that the other day after I saw Father of the Bride, Part 3. I'm like, no, I want them back. So, yeah, and I know you were on Broadway. And were you not in Annie, or am I dreaming this?
I've never been on Broadway, first of all. I've auditioned for Broadway shows. I've auditioned for national tours. There's an issue there for me because the other actors that I'm sort of competing against when I audition, for the 30 years that I was doing Guiding Light, they were doing Broadway shows. So the guys I'm up against have all done like a half a dozen, you know, Broadway shows. They've been nominated for Tonys. They've won Tonys. And Broadway is a very sort of tight bubble. And so they're pretty much always going to cast people that they've worked with before. And where I work a lot, I've done a fair amount of off-Broadway work, but where I work mostly is regional theaters all around the country. And yes, I've done Annie. I've done that show now 3 times, once in Houston, once in Fayetteville, North Carolina, and just the last show that I did before COVID hit was a production, beautiful production of Annie up in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, opposite Sally Struthers playing Miss Hannigan. So I work all over the country now, you know, and then I do guest spots on television, like you mentioned, Chicago Fire, when I can. In fact, I'm shooting tomorrow for the first time since COVID hit. And I can't really talk much about the show other than to say it's an unnamed, untitled Netflix, new Netflix series. And I'm just shooting on one episode. Yeah, just one episode tomorrow and out in Staten Island. And they were extremely careful about all the safety issues. They had me go in Friday for a COVID test. I tested negative. On Monday, I went in for a fitting, and they were very careful about all the PPP equipment. I had to wear the mask, their mask that they gave me. I had to wear goggles that they gave me during the whole fitting. And then there was a whole array of safety things in place to make sure everything's safe. I got tons and tons of material sent to me that I had to not only read and learn, but even be tested on, which I thought was interesting. And then I go in tomorrow and shoot for that.
Wow. Well, before the guys on, because they will kill me, but how about taking the COVID test? Was it easy?
It was easier than I thought it was going to be. I mean, I've heard horror stories about it, but it wasn't.
Yeah, me too.
I'm kind of scared of it. To me, it was no different than getting a shot, you know, a flu shot or something. It's not a nice, comfortable thing, but I didn't really care. It didn't bother me all that much. It was over in 2 seconds. I mean, it's so fast.
Well, I'm glad you tested, you know, negative. I mean,
yeah,
with, you know, a lot of Hollywood and theater actors, testing positive is kind of a scary thing, and it's a disease we don't know that much about. But I'm glad you tested positive, negative.
Negative
on that one. And I better let the guys on because I know I'm never going to hear the end of it, and I won't. Let's see. So David's been okay to me today. David, you're on there.
Hi, Bubba. How you doing?
Hi, I'm all right. How are you?
I'm good, right. I'm glad you can take the negative for COVID. I tested negative, too.
Good.
About a couple weeks ago. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So crazy for you, because I'm in Florida. I'm in Florida right now, Fort Lauderdale. It's crazy down here, so.
Oh yeah.
Be careful. Yeah.
Yeah, I had to go down there around March and a little bit of April because my mother got very ill. She lives in the Villages down there in Florida.
Oh.
And I got back out of there, I think, right when everything started spiking. And I felt that I was really lucky to get in and out of there without getting ill. Because there were a lot of people, like in Walmart, without any masks or anything. Yeah,
yeah.
It was really wild.
Yeah. You can, yeah. Okay. I thought you were in Amazing Spider-Man Part 2. How was I doing that movie, Amazing Spider-Man? Part 2.
Oh, that was really cool. I mean, you know, I was only on there for a short time, but it encompassed a couple of days of shooting. But I mean, the amount of money that they spend is just amazing. They shut down about 3 blocks of Park Avenue in right there in downtown Manhattan. So you can imagine how much that costs.
Yeah.
And they had fantastic food everywhere. You know, and there were guys coming by with trays all the time. They had like, I don't know, about 150 background people on that shoot. Andrew Garfield was terrific, a very, very sweet guy. And Paul Giamatti was really fantastic. And one of the high points was the second day I shot, I asked the director if he would mind if I brought my daughter along because she's a big Marvel fan.
Yeah.
And he said, sure. And so Kendall came along with me and she met, you know, I've got pictures of her with Paul Giamatti and with Andrew and the director, and she sat and chatted for about 30 minutes or so, talking about different characters in the Marvel Universe, because at that time they were trying to figure out the next Spider-Man after that one trying to figure out what characters they might introduce. And so it was really, really cool. It was really a fun shoot. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The great movie, I just watched it last week. It's a great movie I've never seen before. It's a great movie. I watched it last week.
Thanks. Yeah, thank you. They gave me a nice couple of close-ups in that movie, so that was good. It was a short segment, but my hair was quite short then, I think, because it wasn't long after I had done the first time I had done Annie. I think it was pretty short then. But, it was a fun day. And all the stunt people around me, because all the other, you know, I played the head of that police force, and all the other cops were stunt people. So they were constantly taking care of me and making sure I was safe. And, yeah, they're very, very good folks.
Yeah, so. Awesome. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a favorite go-to movie or you like to watch over and over again? Do you have a favorite go-to movie you like to watch over and over again?
I do. I watch movies over and over again a lot. Finding a favorite one, often it just depends on my mood. For instance, the other day I watched The Sting again with Paul Newman and Robert Redford, and that's one I've seen many, many times. And but then there's also something like The Godfather. Parts 1 and Parts 2, I revisit those every few years because I think both of those are just a tour de force in acting on all parts in those two films.
Yeah,
and then if
yeah,
I'm looking for something that I don't really care much about, I love Galaxy Quest.
Yeah.
I love Mystery Men.
Yeah.
Both of them sort of making fun of superhero-ish kind of stuff. And something mindless like National Treasure or something, I'll watch that, you know, if I'm looking for something to watch. So there's a few. I have a few.
Yeah. My ghost movie now, I've ever seen What Happened to Baby Jane. Whatever happened to Baby Jane.
Man. That's intense.
Because I love that movie. I think they think about many times. Or Psycho. Mm-hmm. The original Psycho. Is back in Howard and Girls. But yeah, you're welcome to come back anytime and talk
Thank
about
you.
Me. Come back anytime. Oh, when your project come out, come back and us.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And also, Robert, I will be sending people out birthday invitation in November for David. Because David, I feel bad for him because his birthday is right, like by almost Thanksgiving, right, David?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, okay, your birthday is messed up because of Thanksgiving. I myself will hate that, but I will let Bobby on, but yeah, we will give you the information when we have the day and the time because, you know, since this is a crazy year, I've decided that it's going to be a little crazy thing of people calling for David and he won't know. Well, I'm sort of inviting you now, but I'm giving you a heads up. So and let's see. I'm bringing my partner in crime, who will probably bail me out of jail, Bobby. Hey.
Well, thank you very much, Carly. But
you're welcome.
How are you doing, Robert?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
Fine. I'm
good.
Really. I mean, I heard that you was doing Annie, but I missed the chance to go to it because it cost because of the ticket price when it came, and I couldn't find an open date that would be good. And, of course, then the pandemic shut down, and I was unable to probably see the last few weeks of it before it shut down.
Where
I'm
are
unstable.
You? Oh, you are. Oh, yeah. That was.
But
a
I didn't go
to
see Annie. Otherwise, if I saw it, I would just ask to go backstage and get your autograph and just talk to you for a minute. Try to get you on the show at the time.
Yeah.
But I mean,
remember when I'm doing theater like that, and if you can't get tickets or for whatever, you know, you can always just stop by after a show and look for me, and then I'd be happy to chat and take pictures and stuff like that. That's easy.
Right, because I remember in 2003, 2004, Laura Wright, and I think and I think Audrey Dollar and several other Dynamite stars came to Fayetteville at the time, and Audrey is a native of Raleigh, and she went on to bigger and better things when Mandy took over the role of Maria back in the day. So I do remember that. And speaking of Laura Wright, it would be great to return back to General Hospital and have a reunion with her.
Yeah. That's a nice idea. I just, the thing for me is, you know, earlier I was talking about not wanting to raise my kids in Los Angeles, and I really have no desire to live in Los Angeles. I really don't.
Yeah.
And all four of the shows are shooting there. And a couple of them from time to time have reached out to me for maybe something recurring or something like that. And I said, you know, I just, no, thank you. I feel like that was all part of something I did for a long time and loved and appreciated and am thankful for. But I think I'm finished with that kind of work.
Yeah.
So, and especially, like I said, I just have no desire to pick up and move to Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Especially now in the middle of all the fires that are going on out there. It's just crazy.
Yes.
But I did want to say that about Fayetteville, that Fayetteville was when I mentioned earlier, I had work lined up from late February and early March all the way through the year. The very first gig I would have been doing would have been back in Fayetteville at that same theater doing a production
regional theater. I'm familiar with that.
Yeah, a play called The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime, which is about a young man with autism.
That would have been right up my alley because
I have
autism, and that would have been good to talk about this.
It's a gorgeous play. I would have played his father, who has a very, very difficult single father raising a young man. It's a gorgeous play, and I was literally going to be driving down the next day when the producer called me and said, sorry, we're going to cancel the show.
Yeah. It would have been nice.
It was very sad.
You could have gave a plug on our Sunday morning radio show, because I think you probably did that when you did Annie a couple months ago.
Yep.
you couldn't just unplug on our Sunday morning radio show that syndicate through several networks and several stations in Fayetteville. But one more thing is, I know Kim Zimmer did Wicked. It would be nice mm-hmm. for you two to do a Broadway musical once, then get back to normal so you two can reunite.
Well, we've done four plays together since Guiding Light ended.
Yeah, they
we
have.
Did.
Yeah.
Yeah. We did a production. The first was a musical called Curtains that was at the Paper Mill Playhouse and in Houston at Theater Under the Stars. The second was the musical Gypsy, which we did at Pittsburgh Civic Light Opera. And then we did The Lion in Winter in Michigan, in Kalamazoo, at the Barn Theater. And then we did Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf together at a very small theater on the island of Nantucket.
Wow.
And we really like working together on stage. And when things come up, you know, we try to make it happen.
Yeah.
We also worked together on Venice the series, this last season of Venice the series,
yes.
playing almost the same characters in a way.
Yeah, that was almost a Guiding Light reunion too, because you had Jessica on this, you have Crystal on this, so that was almost a Guiding Light reunion right there. But I would like to say thank you for coming on. And next time you're available, definitely will keep mine once things open back up as far as plays go.
Yeah.
So you just get my tickets ahead of time so I can get
okay.
autograph and make sure I tell Carly and David to invite you on shortly after or when you have time off.
Yeah, that's great.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
Well, you have
nice talking
night.
To you. Thank
All right,
you.
Have a good night.
Thank you.
Yeah, and Robo, while you guys were talking, is this Henry? You guys, you and Kim Zimmer would be perfect in doing a stage thing at the same time next year. You guys would be perfect together. I mean, that's my favorite movie in the whole wide world. And when I tell people that, so they go, so your favorite movie is about two people who had a fail on their wife and husband. I'm like, okay, the premise, forget about the premise. It's like the ultimate great movie, and I'm mad because now I cannot find it anywhere, and now I'm just stuck with a YouTube version about the whole beautiful song. But you and Reba, I mean, you and Kim would be great in that play together. You know,
we slam dunked Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, I'll say that. That's a bizarrely funny play because the movie itself, the movie was never funny, but the play is very funny and very tragic. But that was some of the best work I think I've ever seen Kim do on stage. You know, sometimes when I'm on stage with her and, you know, you're not really watching the other actor you're working with the other actor. And, but she just was fantastic playing Martha in Virginia Woolf. Just terrific.
And, you can always, whenever you do talk to Kim Zimmer next, you can always tell she's welcome on here. She's been like one of the people I haven't got to interview. And, you know, I mean, I've interviewed a lot of people from Guiding Light, but I haven't got Kim Zimmer yet. So I think if anyone has any way with convincing Kim to come up, come on Daytime After Dark, it will be you.
I'll mention it to her next time we chat.
Thank you. And we would love to have you back again. And just remember, with this whole, you know, stay at home order, just remember, don't go into the kitchen every 5 minutes, because I think that's what people, that's my, I mean, you look in the kitchen, you know, you're not hungry, but there's nothing else to do, so you end up eating. And, I really, you know, Yeah, I'm really bad at that one. But, yeah, but please come back because the boys and I love to interview you and keep us updated on what you will be doing next because we will promote the heck out of it.
Okay, great. Thank you. And just as a final note, just as a final thing, I have my first grandchild due on October 12th, about 3 weeks from now. Yeah.
Well, okay, do you know if it's going to be a boy or a girl? They won't tell you.
It's going to be a boy. And
okay, if they don't name it after you, then I think you should be mad because they should be naming it after the grandfather. And Robert is a great name. And I mean, yes, please keep us posted on that. And just remember, even though it's October 12th, first babies can come either 3 weeks early or a week late. So, yeah, you are now on officially baby Ross by now. Officially, that's what you guys are.
Nice
so, yeah, we are so happy for you, and let us know what happens there. And let me know if I was right, if they named me Robert, or middle name Robert, because they really should, in my opinion.
Thanks for calling in,
and we will have you back very soon.
Good. Have a good night.
Have a good
night. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, we are bringing David on. And Bobby, yes, I feel like you would really bail me out of trouble if I kind of get myself in jail. I really do think David was just leaving there. David was leaving me in jail.
We can talk about
David was just leaving. You,
not
I win, think you
win.
Would come and get me.
Not Wayne.
Yeah.
Wait.
So, David, if I was in jail, you would come and bail me out?
Yeah.
Interesting. Well, since I'm really not supposed to do anything crazy, you know, and I'm kind of on my own. For the next 5 days, my grandma and my mom and dad took off for Idaho this morning, and if I sound happy about it, I am, because my grandmother won't be coming over here at 8 o'clock in the morning, and you guys, here's my problem. I'm addicted, So my mom sent me over with a lot of food, so I won't stop while they are gone. Okay. She made me homemade Rice Krispie treats. Okay. With peanut butter. Have you guys ever had Rice Krispie treats?
That with peanut butter. I haven't seen that with
peanut butter.
But, Robbie? You don't or do peanut butter, Bobby?
I don't remember.
Well, you need to try them with peanut butter. But you cannot just eat one. That's my problem, okay? She sent over, four little plastic bags yesterday, and two of them are eaten. So, yes, they are very good. And, you know, I think it's funny that, you know, she didn't want me to starve. And also, did anyone watch the debate last night? I'm calling it dumb yelling and interrupting Biden 75 times. Okay. So, you guys. After last night, it's more apparent that we go blue. We need a go blue win meaning Miss McConnell out. Because, wait, Bobby, didn't you have the power to get Miss McConnell out? I thought he was in your state.
No, it's Roy Cooper, the governor of North Carolina.
I'm talking about the senator. Who's the senator for your state?
Oh, well, actually, I think it's Tom Tilt, but he's going up against Cal Cunningham, and I've been seeing attacked as directed towards Mr. Cunningham, and I'm not liking it because I voted for the guy, and I've done my early voting already for absentee ballot. So.
Well, and that's what everyone needs to do is absentee ballot because it's safer that way, and it's really safer that way with the, you know, the way this whole, you know, COVID thing is. I mean, you know, I think I always filled mine out. And some I, you know, and I wish it could be like you could vote like how many times you run for the president, but you can. But CMT are having this, also go to CMT.com and please, people, for a video crab release in other year. Lee Bryce, Carly Pence, I hope you're happy now. Please, I want them to win. Either them or Blake and Gwen, nobody but you. I want one of them to win that. So, and do we know yet who's been watching the baseball games? David, Bobby, have you been watching the baseball game?
If they win tomorrow, GH is not going to be on Friday. If they lose to the Marlins, and their season is not over, but GH will be on Friday.
What team is this again?
They moved the potential Braves game to ESPN. And
so basically, we need them to lose because then... So if we need them to lose for Friday's game or win, what do we need for Friday's game?
Well, just root for the Marlins and just hope that they win in order to avoid having to have a third game. But I think the first couple of innings were interrupted because our government had an announcement that we were moving to phase three here in North Carolina. It's kind of a little too late for
Wait. You are in phase three?
Yeah, we're starting on Friday.
So we're in phase three right now. We're in phase three right now.
I don't know if once we get off the phase three on October 23rd, we're going to end up like what David is doing through now in Florida, or we're going to be back to what some of these other states like Texas and Georgia and Tennessee were this summer where we have a reoccurrence with the second wave, which is already happening. Because the big concern right now will be when schools – when they allow kids into public schools in January.
Okay, because phase two happened on, already happened phase one and two on June 19th. And, let's see. A lot of the cities here are, you know, doing it differently because it depends what city you live in. And so right now we are on phase two or three. And, you know, I cannot wait until we are on phase three. So, but my thing is, everyone, with the second wave coming, we all know it will come in just a matter of time. that being said, you know what, I feel like there will be a phase, you know, a second wave of this. I mean, we are already seeing it in England and everywhere else. And I just hope that all of, we stay safe and we still wear a mask and everything. And breaking news, you guys. Former Trump campaign manager Brad Pritzker fully resigns from the campaign because the other night he went crazy on his wife and he kind of had a nervous breakdown. And I'm sorry, but come on, let's all be honest here. If you were looking for him, I think everyone would have a nervous breakdown, myself. I mean, I could not work for that man. You know, I don't know how you guys feel, but me, I just wanted this him. But since I promised people no more violence, but I do want to hit Trump. That's all I'm going to say about that.
Yeah.
I said hit.
I said hit. I said hit. It's not going to happen because there's no way in the world
hit.
I don't think it's going to happen. And furthermore,
what
you want to charge Carly with murder. That's not going to happen.
What do you mean?
Because it's not Carly's fault that Nell fell. And if Nell is returning back from the dead, then somehow this is going to be worse. And
I don't think Nell is.
I'm buying into the fact that Nina have twin daughters, and one of them is Nell.
No. Okay. Number one, I think. I really think that Nina and Willow are really mother and daughter. I believe that maybe she did have twins. And
that's not Nell. It has to be Sasha.
Yeah, but I know I'm going to get a lot of heat for what I'm about to say, but come on. Let Nell stay dead. Okay, I mean, this came on, destroyed my good life, you know, and she never paid for anything she had done, along with Julian Zulum, along with Ava, along with Zach, all four of them to be in a jail cell together, in my opinion. And next week, General Hospital will come.
No, he didn't marry that people. He didn't need to eat it. He didn't or Dave. That's what I like him.
On next week, Kim Delaney comes to General Hospital. You know, so this is going to be very, very interesting.
And she's playing Jackie. And I tell you, I know Demi Moore has moved on from soap to do movies and stuff. And she's been pretty busy as of late.
I can safely say, Bobby, that she has moved on from soaps. Come on. You know, I mean, yeah, we haven't seen her. You know, she did have some problems along the way.
It's been over 40 years. Over 40.
So, yeah, we are going to end it here, but we will be back Friday at noon interviewing the lovely Ellie Boromigo, little scout, Emily from Zeno Hospital, So just go relax tonight, you guys. And
you
just remember.
And Tara Banks sucks. Get out.
And
Tara
just remember, wash your hands.
Tara Banks sucks. Tara Banks
sucks.
I'll send you a message tomorrow
Banks
night
sucks.
On if there's going to be General Hospital on Friday or not, if the Cubs don't win.
Okay.
Tara Banks sucks.
Bobby, you have a job for vote to do tomorrow. You need to text me after the game and tell me what's going on.
Yeah, and also I might send a message to Maggie.
I'll message you. Yeah, I keep forgetting you don't have a phone. When is your phone coming back?
Okay.
Who?
Yeah, we missed you not having your phone. But yeah, but okay, let's go relax, you guys. And
yeah.
We will be back on Friday at noon. Okay,
yeah.
Bye guys. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.